This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
An uninterrupted Tuesday here.
Uninterrupted?
Well, that's unusual during baseball season.
Yeah.
Usually interrupted. Not today.
Often interrupted.
Not today, Satan. No. ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com. It is Ruskin and Sack coming to you from the Cards Recycling Studio. Very nicely decorated, as you can see on YouTube.
I'm gonna get into the home decorating decor thing.
Facebook and all those places. Yeah,
I want your room to look like, you know, a 12-year-old. I think I can do this.
We got the road cone over here. We got
they got some new additions. Got my beads. Only had to lift my shirt once to get those.
So we're good. And we also, of course, have a DQ with us here. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
Good to have you with us as well.
I also have a what's it called? St. Patrick's Day necklace I could
really?
Add. Yeah.
Okay, yes. If you wouldn't mind
it's
bringing
like
that
Jameson
in.
Brand.
Yes. No. Is that some sort of soft drink, DQ?
I didn't drink Jameson.
What is Jameson, DQ?
I don't even know. Is it whiskey?
It is.
I don't know. I've never had it.
So DQ's room is a little sparse on decorations in there. So maybe we need to... There's just broken equipment over what would be DQ's right shoulder.
Well, the headphones aren't broken.
Okay, well, they look
They're
broken.
They're just extra.
Do you want them to be broken? Because we can arrange that.
That could be very easily done.
I can make that happen. I mean,
don't do that, though. We only buy headsets like once every 20 years here. So if you break them, we're not getting any.
Didn't you buy the last round?
Yes.
I did?
You bought those.
Oh, those are mine?
Yes.
Break them then. I don't care.
Well, hang on. Did you expense them?
I don't remember.
I'm guessing yes.
Probably. Yeah. My receipts get received, unlike some people. So they get approved.
Yeah. I haven't had one received.
Me and Ty.
I haven't had an expense thing approved in 3 years, 2 years.
How about that?
Yeah.
April 1st.
Yep. So I doing the minimum.
Very good.
Just doing the minimum.
That's very good. I am interested. You know, we are we are painted into the corner that we are anti-Razorback here on the afternoon program. And yet I find it interesting that this belief exists, this type of attitude exists, when for 2 days now, I have seen the morning show on this radio station trying to get rid of Eric Musselman in Arkansas. They're trying to run him out of town.
Well,
and they are skating by on the criticism. If we did this, we would be executed on the tarred and feathered, drawn and quartered, whatever you want to call it. The morning show tries to run off the men's bat, the best coach they've had here in 30 years,
Derek,
and nothing happens.
Don't get excited. Who's not on the morning show this week?
Tommy.
There it is.
Oh, you see, that's...
The gatekeeper's gone.
The gatekeeper's gone. So this is how they really feel, is they want Musselman gone?
The minister of information is gone, and they've let Ty run amok. And Ty is trying to run Eric Musselman off.
I mean, they have stacked the program with anti-Arkansas material that has put everyone into a tizzy that Musselman is going to Louisville, and they've done it because their agenda is they want him to leave.
Whoa.
Because they don't like him for whatever reason. I'm not sure what the reason is. They'd have to answer for that. I can't imagine if we had done two programs like that, what the reaction would be.
We told you he was staying.
I mean, but they're trying to run the best coach the school has other than Dave out of here, and nobody seems to care. It's like, oh, well. Now, either that shows their incredible irrelevance, or we're not getting a fair shake here when it comes to the fans.
Right.
So that's what I have observed here. On the on all this stuff here, so I can't help but point this out that the hypocrisy that stands right here where we sit and where we talk every single day. I mean, if we loaded up a program about Louisville for 2 days in a row, we'd be killed. Our cars would be blown up like Brandon Allen out here. But they do it on the morning show. Nobody cares.
No.
Trying to run off the best coach they've had in men's basketball in 30 years. And nobody seems to care about it.
Ugh.
I don't understand it. But that's what I have seen over the last couple of days. Is that what you have seen?
I don't listen to them.
Well, I just see things. I don't listen to the whole thing or anything. Well, this is what I see.
You're stacking the deck. They got the same problem we do, just 1 hour less. They got to fill 3 hours. This is how they're choosing to do it. Fine. I don't criticize anybody for doing their thing, but I do think some of the anti-Razorback thing is unjust.
Right, yeah.
Now, do we point out their hypocrisies? Yes. Do we point out when they make errors and lie to you about it? Yes. Are we carrying the water for them? No, we are not.
No, I'm not going to do that.
When things
are bad. If they want to pay me, I'll be happy to do that. So they pay me, of course. I've said this. I've been consistent on this since day one. If they want me to be a water boy, I will carry the water. Just meet the rate. That's all you have to do. It's very simple. But until they do that, I am going to just stay here. And, this is how everybody is in the media. You know what? Everyone has their price. All these people in the news media that are on one side or the other, they're all bought and paid for.
Sure.
And that's all I'm asking for, is to be bought and paid for.
There is no unbiased reporting anymore.
Of course not.
If your website or whatever is based on clicks, you're going to be very pro whichever team you're rooting for. It doesn't matter if you're Texas Aggs, University of Texas, Arkansas, whatever. But, and the TV stations, forget about it then. They're so in the pocket because
is there anything that matters less than the nightly? And it's sad because it used to be like the spot.
Yep.
But is there anything that matters less than the nightly TV sports report? There is nothing going on there. Nothing. There is nothing going on there of note on any of the channels. It's amazing. It used to be a point. I have to watch Paul Eales.
Right.
I have to watch Mike Nail. They're on it like 20 after. I got to see what's going on now. When's the weather on? That's all you need to know.
Darby's the star.
That's right. The weatherman is the star of
the newsroom.
Don't get that twisted.
No. Most important person you have is your weather guy.
He is. That's right.
Ethan says you're just banging for an NIL deal.
Who isn't? This is America. This is a capitalist society. We're all asking for more money. What's wrong with that? You anti-capitalism? No. What's the deal?
DQ, are you anti-capitalism?
No.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question.
No.
Apparently she's anti-democracy.
Not true.
DQ is a firm believer in a two-year penal service.
This is not true either.
Two-year penal service after high school.
I was just joking.
There's a lot of things that went down before the show.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to talk about any of them.
A lot of things that went down here. That's what's going on with all this stuff here. Bailey wants us to cover Jim Harbaugh's garage sale. We will be covering that.
Yeah, there's a lot of khaki there, right?
Yeah.
A lot of khaki, a lot of...
One report I read said that there were no fewer than 17 snow globes at the garage sale.
I'm sorry, what?
17 snow globes.
I guess one of the Harbaughs
is a fan of snow globes. I don't know.
My grandma collected them.
See?
So it's a thing.
Yeah.
From places.
He's a collector.
Every place you go, you get a snow globe.
First of all, we're casting aspersions at Jim Harbaugh saying he is the collector.
No, I never said that.
It could be one of his kids.
I don't know.
It could be his wife. Who knows?
I never said that. I don't know that. I don't know. I just know someone in that house collects snow globes. Huh.
JT points out DQ loves Somali pirates, anti-American.
That's right.
Is that true?
No.
Well, she is a fan of that, Satan-worshipping Taylor Swift. So,
witchcraft.
That's right. She's been bought and paid for a million times.
Do you think Mrs. Harbaugh, right before they opened the gates at the Harbaugh family mansion, before for the garage, she went, "Here we go, Jim!"
I just love the idea of in Jim Harbaugh's neighborhood, they have those little cheap garage sale signs with the handwritten address on there.
Do you think they're haggling over prices? Like, no, that's $20. But I got $15. No,
there is no doubt that Jim Harbaugh enjoys a good haggle.
Oh,
over,
yeah.
You know,
I wore those pants to the Northwestern game.
Best I can do is $10. I'm sorry. That's the best I can do. All right, you got a deal. All right, deal. He loves it.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here.
We have a text here out of the 501 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. If Jim Harbaugh collects snow globes, what does Bobby Petrino collect? Now, I'm going to hurt a lot of feelings here because I know many of you are Bobby Petrino fans and would let him copulate with your wife while you watched. I know that. However, I've met the man. And he's just not that interesting. He probably collects footballs. I mean,
when's the last time I scored?
He's not that interesting. Harbaugh, very interesting. He's a heck of a play caller, but he's just not that interesting of a person. What?
Ugh.
Okay.
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing. The analogy was
dead on accurate. Is what it was.
I'm not disputing the accuracy. Right. I'm simply disputing the use of the analogy.
Can't use the word copulate?
Yes, you
I
can.
Have many other choices.
Yes, there were other. No, you know what? We'll let it
go. Would you like me to use any of the other ones?
Not really. No.
I can do that.
Huh.
So, there you go.
Second attorney did not have copulate on his bingo card.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How about that?
Whoo! Okay.
So,
guys, okay, all right, we got it. Okay, stop texting. We got it.
Boy, I'm so glad they don't let... It's a Shakespearean word. I think you can say I don't know.
I'm so glad that we are not allowed...
Grandma rules.
...live, like, put the texts up live. On the stream, because we would be in so much trouble right now.
Yeah, that would violate the grandma rules of YouTube.
Right.
Grandma doesn't know how to use YouTube. Why are there grandma rules on our YouTube stream?
Abner is suggesting that you'll let Petrino know your wife.
I think there are a lot of people in the state that would be cool with that. I do. Are you okay?
Big spider just crawled across my laptop.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see him.
Well, I don't know. He went that way.
Tarantula?
You didn't kill him?
No, he's still alive.
Well, thank you. This is excellent.
Well, first of all, if I took a swing at him, I might break my computer, which I don't want to do.
Well, don't take a swing at him.
What would you like
just
me to do?
Just use your finger and crush him.
I'm not using my finger to crush him. You crush him. He's here somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Crawl in your socks now. That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you need.
Right.
All right. What's going on with basketball? What's true? What is not true? What is just conjecture? Like, what's going on here?
Well, okay.
What have you been able to ascertain?
Okay, so I asked a coach, different sport, kind of what the off season's like after you've had a good season. What it's like after you've had a bad season? And your agent's always working for you. Always, you know, hey, this job's out there, and you're never assured that you're going to be back at your next job or for how long you're going to be there. And he said, look, he's probably been contacted. He's probably put out some feelers. Doesn't mean he's going anywhere, but it never hurts to stick your head up and see what the market's like. His comment to me was, after a sub-500 year, when you had a lot of internal issues this year and you had some internal issues last year, an AD is going to have some questions about what went on and why suddenly you're having all of these, you know, supposed issues. That was sort of his take on this. I will stand by this. I don't think he's looking. I think he's happy here. I know, you know, Danielle and Mariah and all the, you know, the family's happy here. Now, if something pops up and, you know, it's too good to say no to, it's one of those jobs, you know, like if UCLA were to come open, I know everybody's like fixated on that. I mean, if UCLA comes calling, you have to at least listen. Doesn't mean you have to take the job. It doesn't mean you're interested in the job, but you have to listen. It's a blue blood job. It's one of the top jobs in the country. Louisville's a joke. They're a mess, man. Why would you? And who is Jason Carroll's in here yesterday? And he told us, he's like, if you go to Louisville, you're the second team, and you're always going to be second to whoever's sitting in the seat of Kentucky. You're going to be down the pecking order. You're not the guy. Your little brother, no matter what. So I just don't believe. I don't believe any of this until it happens. There's no reason for him to leave. And frankly, coming off a 16-17 season, if he bolts, man, did you really want him anyway? When times get tough, you're gone. Nah, I'm not with that. And I don't think he's that kind of guy.
I think with the right person, though, Louisville could, at least for the moment.
Hall of Fame guy is what they need.
For the moment, they could pass Kentucky. Kentucky's not lighting the world on fire. They haven't won a title in a decade.
But
and when's the last time they went to a Final Four?
Even when Denny Crum was there winning national titles, Kentucky was still the thing. They're always going to be the thing.
Well, because around that time, they were on probation.
But it's like Texas. In the state of Texas, they're always going to be bigger than A&M. A&M can go win a bunch of games and win national titles. Doesn't matter. Texas is still the state school.
Kentucky's
the state school.
The other thing that's going on here is the ACC is on the verge of collapse.
Yeah.
And so you either want to be, look, when this whole college sports thing goes down, you either want to be in the SEC or the Big Ten, because they're going to be the only ones left with all the money. Okay. And right now, Louisville is in the ACC. And in a tenuous spot there. So I would say that any SEC job, even Vanderbilt, you hang on to it until they tell you to leave.
Yeah.
Because that's the most stability in college sports right now. You don't know what league you're going to be in. You don't know any of this stuff. And by the way, UCLA is a Big Ten job now moving forward. So you got to remember that.
Louisville's always going to have, you know, a good marketable basketball program. They're always going to have a marketable football program. Just where are you going to be playing is the question. That one wouldn't worry me at all. Michigan might.
No.
You know, if I thought he was in the market for another job, the Michigan job is attractive, but you can't tell me it's a better job than here. You'll never convince me of that. UCLA is a different animal. Michigan's not a better job. And I also think, like, you know, a week after the season ends, his name keeps popping up, not in the circles that it should. It's brought up by people outside of the Louisville coaching search or outside of the Michigan coaching search. Just people connecting dots. I just don't think it's a thing. And, you know, Ty was talking earlier, when he and I were talking before, like, where do you put in the pecking order of SEC jobs? Where do you put Arkansas? Top five? As far as basketball goes?
How's the NIL situation?
Take that out of the equation. Just
you
for a
can't.
Second. I'll get to that.
It's everything
hold on,
now.
Hold on. I'll get to it in a second. When Kentucky is one, right?
No.
Okay. Then who? Like, if you're just looking at brand names in the SEC, in the league, who's two?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's got to be. It's a top five job. Okay. It's in there with, Tennessee's a good job right now. It's a top five job. Now, the problem that Louisville has is their NIL's a mess. And you've got to figure that end of it out. If Arkansas is going to remain a top five job and you can get the NIL part of it straightened out, there's no reason for him to leave because, to your point, you want to be in one of two leagues.
Right.
So if those things are all lined up, there's no reason to leave this place. Or if he did and went to a place like Louisville, man, go ahead.
I think,
and straighten that mess out.
I think another thing that happens here is most fans don't have contract jobs, so they don't know what or how negotiations work. And for weeks now, this has all been a negotiation. He wants a new deal,
right?
They want him to probably give him a new deal extension. So this is all posturing, and this is the way the dance goes. This is the way the game. But when you have thousands of people who don't work under these sorts of arrangements, they don't have any idea how it works, and no one is there to shed any light on it for them at all.
And
so that they just make wild assumptions.
That's a really good point. I mean, at the end of all of it, you're posturing for a new contract. He hasn't signed his extension yet. He wants a new extension and so on and so forth. Okay, cool. But Arkansas has more cards than he does.
It appears to me he is in the driver's seat.
I don't think so.
You don't think
so? Not at all.
if he's gonna let's just say Louisville.
You think Arkansas could upgrade?
Yes, but
who?
But no. Hang on. Let me rephrase. I think Arkansas holds more cards. You've got a Power 5 SEC job. You've got everything built in here. Recruiting, all of it is here. You can do, and you can pay good money. You want to jump to Louisville? That's a complete mess. Man, go ahead.
I find it interesting that, 2 months ago when Louisville had a coach, Arkansas's NIL was a mess. And now all of a sudden, the word on the street is Arkansas's NIL is fine.
No.
And Louisville's a mess. And now that not a Musselman is threatening to, there are whispers out there that he might be moving on. It's very interesting to me how that works out.
But Kenny Payne let the cat out of the bag about Louisville. The thing is a mess. He was talking about couldn't get everybody on the same page, didn't have the money to do this, that, the other, whatever.
But Arkansas coaches have been told to prepare like there's no NIL money when they recruit here.
That
has happened.
There is, I don't know what that situation is, but I do feel like Arkansas, if Musselman jumped, I think they would have people that would be interested in that job. Good people, qualified people, interested in this job. It's better than Georgia. It's better than Florida.
They've never attracted a quality. This job has been open 3 times in 20 years. And the previous 2 times, they never attracted a quality candidate. They got Heath and Pelfrey and Mike Anderson.
They had Dana Altman. He's done okay.
Right.
And we don't know what the back end of the negotiations are. The Mike Anderson thing felt like after they got, and Mike's a good coach.
That was just Jeff Long trying to give the people what they wanted.
Yes,
that's what
I believe that.
And that's what happens when you let fans run a coaching search, that's what happens. Just saying.
The Heath thing was you took the shiny object. The guy who just had a great run, he had Antonio Gates, and they made a nice run through the tournament. The Pelfrey thing, you've said it 1,000 times, was you were getting a guy who was coming off, he was sitting next to Billy Donovan. You thought you were going to create Florida 2.0. Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Mike Anderson pacified everybody. I thought going from Mike Anderson to Eric Musselman, and remember the way the coaching search went, Kelvin Sampson was the target. Yeah, he's done okay.
But he wanted assurances about his son's future, and they were not willing to bend the knee for
that.
And
then out of the blue, we got Eric Musselman, and he's done a good job here. The program is in better shape than it was the day he found it. We can agree on that, right?
No.
I don't know how you can't.
They just had a losing season.
I understand.
They did not have a losing season when he got the job.
But they also
are 14 and 21 in their last 2 years in the SEC.
But they also,
Mike Anderson never did that.
They also never got past the first round of the tournament.
Well, then what's success? Is the success regular season or postseason? Because people tend to latch on to whichever one is convenient for their argument. Okay, you know what I mean?
That's fair. But I think you got to look at this thing as in totality. He had a bad year, but he's had a good, 5 years? If you look at the whole thing, he's had a good. Now there are indicators that it's backsliding a little bit.
He's finished.
I agree with that.
He's finished top 4 twice. He's finished bottom 5 3 times in the league.
Bob says we've hit our sports quota for the week.
I don't care, Bob. This is good stuff. Shut up. Go pound sand.
I absolutely agree. I think there are some things, and we're all learning in the NIL world.
He can't build a roster. Number 1, he can't coach in a game. Number 2, and 3 out of the 5 years, he's 10th or worse in the SEC.
Okay, that's the one that bothers me more. You know, the building of the roster, he's had really good talent here. He's had good talent, and he's had talent that this year was bad. This year was a bad mix. I think they expected more out of certain players that they didn't get. The year before, you can't argue with me that Moses Moody wasn't a good talent. He's a good talent. He needed more time in college, in my opinion. Jordan Walsh, good talent. These guys are all—they're talented basketball players. This is not an indictment of Keith Smart at all, because I think Keith Smart's a really bright guy. But the rest of that coaching staff, there ain't anybody on there that's
well. They're all yes men. Well, there's nobody that'll challenge him on anything.
Well, Ronnie's learning. Ronnie's still on the learning curve. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be around college basketball for a while. But those you always see like on the really great coaching staffs, the national championship coaching staffs, there's 2-3 guys that go on to be head coaches elsewhere that you're like, all right, those guys had a lot to do with what's going on there. Musselman just chews through them.
Right.
And spits them out, and they wind up, they wind up somewhere else. Player development's going to be huge. Really, really big. I do think, and I shouldn't say I think, I know for a fact that a lot of the relationships that he has with high school coaches in this state are strained. And, for whatever reason, a lot of talent in this state that could help.
And for whatever reason, but, he just doesn't, he has no interest in it.
You know, that's a, that's more of a university thing. I've seen
Pittman has no interest in anybody.
I've seen many coaches in all the sports come through here, and it seems like they always have a bad relationship with high school coaches.
You know who did coach the, recruit the state? Petrino.
Yeah.
I mean, he recruited the state.
Well, the first year or two he did. After that, he didn't. But, I mean, the first couple years.
He landed a bunch of guys that were really, really good. He had a bumper crop of guys. But, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, but Nolan didn't really recruit the state. He had Dallas, Tulsa, and Memphis.
The university sits over here on its ivory tower, and they just there's some sort of attitude when you cross MLK onto Razorback Road, and, man, you just think you're better than everybody else in the state, and you don't need anybody else. And it's just I can't explain it. There's some sort of something in the air when you get over there. You just think you're better than everybody else and that you don't need anybody from the state to help you. Now, I don't think Dave Van Horn feels that way.
No.
Because Arkansas high school baseball has improved, you've seen more high school prospects from Arkansas end up on the Razorback baseball team. But, you know, 20 years ago, Arkansas high school baseball was a joke.
Yeah.
There were no players on the Razorback.
There isn't anybody that's going to tell me that Arkansas high school basketball isn't good.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, it's really
good. And in some years, the five has more talent than the six.
Right, right.
In some years.
I mean, if you had a chance to watch Little Rock Central play Bryant, I mean, there are four or five guys on that floor that can help you next year.
I've always said this is a basketball state that wishes it was a football state, but it's not. It's a basketball state, and it's just not everybody still talks about all those times Kayvon Allen went to Florida and came in here and dropped 40 on Arkansas for what seemed like 5 years. I mean,
just back to your point about the program being worse than it was the day that he found it. When he got here, that it was a listless ship. It was just rudderless. I mean, it was, you know, they were what, 17-15 going to the NIT. People care now that they went 16-7 and they're pissed. Yeah. They went 17-15 under Anderson, went to the NIT, and nobody cared.
No.
Expectations have risen. The whole
was also
the
what year been, 7, 8 like
yeah.
Nobody lasts 10 years anymore.
No,
Musselman's been here 5. So you know he's got more behind him than ahead of him. Even if he does come back, that's just the way it works.
Nobody does
25 years anywhere anymore. I mean that's not just the way that it works anymore. But I don't know. The program seems like it's not on really solid footing right now. You don't know who any of the leaders are coming back. You don't know who's going to be on the team next year in terms of players. What's stable about this? I don't know.
But you can say that about a lot of programs.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know who's coming back. I mean, look, Michigan had their entire recruiting class is gone.
Yeah.
They got guys leaving left and right. So, you know,
I don't know.
They're in better shape than they were the day he got here. They're not in great shape, but they're better than when he got here. At least there's expectations now.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
This is what interests me today. They came up with this brilliant idea. Self-checkout.
Yes.
Guess what happened? Everybody started stealing stuff.
Yes, it's a one for you, one for me.
Now, headline today in the paper, retailers rethinking self-checkout strategy.
Yes.
Oh, I wonder why. Who could have seen this coming? Oh, we're going to put everybody on the honor system. That's what we're... This is fantastic.
That was, again, it's one for you, one for me. If you didn't see that one rolling down the expressway, you weren't paying attention.
These are people who make, in some cases, millions of dollars, live in big, giant houses in Benton County.
That's correct.
That make these decisions. They're no smarter than any of us.
Well,
they really aren't.
Well,
they've got all these degrees on the wall. It doesn't mean bubkus. Because they all thought, people will pay. They'll do the honorable thing. They won't steal from us.
Yes, they will. They'll do it in a heartbeat.
Of course they will.
They've been doing it for years. You're just finding out about it.
Oh, man. And then nobody likes this stuff anyway. I mean, some people do, but I mean, it's not, nobody liked having to run their own checkout machine anyway. And of course the theft that came along with it. And now they are rolling back.
I have noticed that as you're checking out, especially if you have a bunch of stuff, they're coming around more often to see if you're,
there's definitely a lot more, people posted up in the self-checkout area to make sure you're not stealing stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I always get approached.
Except whenever you double scan something, it takes forever for one of them to get over there to undo your double scan.
Yeah, well, they're only there to make sure you're not stealing stuff. They're not there to help you.
Yeah.
I like to set the scanner off and just turn a light on, just ask for help.
Yeah. And you end up, they end up just scanning everything for you.
Right.
That's a good move.
Also, I like to go to the, the all cash one, scan all my stuff, put it in bags, and then make them come over and take me to another one just so I can swipe my card.
You turn it into an adventure.
I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, if I'm going to do the work, I'm at least going to get some enjoyment out of it.
Right.
Now, but then they post your picture on the Springdale Police Department. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They call it, I forget what they call it. They do it on Wednesdays. It's Who Are You Wednesday? And they have like the photos as you're coming out.
Those cameras are getting a lot better at detecting.
Yeah, they are.
If you fake scan, it will detect that you swipe something through and it didn't scan and you put it in your basket anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And the police will show up.
The days of it being 360 we're heading towards 720,
well,
possibly.
Now, are they going to show up? Like if you steal a can of peanut butter. Like, they're not going to arrest you for that, are they?
Run enough electricity through you to light
up. I understand if you stole a TV or something.
No. Look, I know a guy that got arrested for stealing a can of tuna that ran enough electricity through him to light up Beecham County.
If they're mad enough about this...
Are you sure about those 15 minutes?
Sorry.
If they're mad enough, they might arrest you for stealing anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, theft is still theft.
Well, I understand morally.
It's still a crime.
Just DQ, out of curiosity.
Couldn't I argue they're stealing from all of their employees?
Well, yes, they are, because they, you know, probably laid a bunch of them off to build these self-checkout
DQ,
machines.
DQ, in your utopia, how long would you serve for stealing?
Ooh, I don't like stealing, so a year.
A year for stealing, okay. Is there a dollar amount on that, or is it just stealing?
It would have
general?
To be. If you steal anything technology-wise, it would be more.
Oh,
does that make sense?
All right.
Food would be less.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into the whole, you know, philosophical debate on stealing food to feed your family.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, what would you do?
Because that's always, I hate that one.
That's a sticky wicket right there.
I hate that one.
What would you do?
When did you shoot the clerk?
I shot the clerk! Whoa!
Well, My Cousin Vinny. You've seen this.
No.
Oh, no.
What?
I saw The Big Lebowski.
We have failed as a society.
What more do you want?
You haven't seen My Cousin Vinny?
No.
Oh.
Is it a funny movie or a mob movie?
Or both? Funny movie.
Now, DQ, you are anti-stealing, yet how many subscriptions are you currently complimentary?
It's not theft, really.
How do you figure
how
that?
How is it not theft?
I've been given permission.
Yes, but what
not
you,
by the company.
But
though.
Not by the company. Oh, what about the Lululemon pants you stole?
Well, they weren't for me.
Okay.
And I have been reassured that I didn't steal any pants. They chose to give an extra pair of pants than the 50 that they budgeted for.
Mm-hmm. Always got that excuse just at the ready.
They did.
Okay.
Everyone had their ticket. I made sure.
Here's a bougie text. Who goes to the store anymore? Walmart delivery is the only way to go. Look at you.
Yeah.
Showing off fancy pants.
Some of us don't make that kind of money.
Right.
Some of us have to get in our car, spend the money on the gas to go get
it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And we love that 10 cents off or whatever. We love that. I mean, yeah, of course. Delivery.
That guy in Almas's theft is theft, according to DQ, but she hates poor people. DQ, what's going on in there?
Theft is a crime.
It's a riddle. This theory is riddled with
a
problem.
It's a crime.
Ah, second attorney's chimed in. Theft of services, DQ, straight to jail and its technology. So multiple years.
Well, before DQ was born, this was always the argument made by people stealing cable.
Right.
Was on. Well,
right. I mean,
how do you steal cable?
Well, you illegally run some sort of
DQ. It was called a splitter.
Yeah.
It was called a splitter.
Like,
it was
through
a little,
your neighbors or something?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I hear.
I stole a live neighbor's Wi-Fi for about 2 years back in the early 2000s. Yeah, because I was working in TV and making $4 an hour.
Here's a great question on the internet. 479, didn't you admit to stealing a sweatshirt from a closet this week?
That doesn't count.
How?
It's kind of permission.
This is no kidding. When I worked in TV, on my days off, I would go to the library to surf the internet. I didn't have the internet. I didn't. That's a true story. Then I got into the lucrative world of radio, and
wow! Look at
I
you. Got
the,
look
I,
at
now
you
I have
now.
The internet. That's right, and have for some time now. Hmm. Yes, that's right. Okay. Anyway, I just I find the irony of this
now,
amusing.
Dr.
Some of you don't understand irony.
Dr. K
that's okay.
wants your take on piracy.
I don't like it.
Like
it's bad.
Don't you think DQ would be the one in the 80s, like making like recorded. Like movies, like copies, like dubs.
Oh yeah,
no.
Of other movies.
Oh, you mean like movie piracy?
Or, yeah, like bootlegs.
My
Someone
I know used to do that.
Or Napster. Like DQ would be at the forefront.
No,
of that.
No, no, no.
DQ would have invented Napster.
No.
That's right.
Whenever I was a child, half of the movies we had were pirated. Not by my parents. I don't know if my parents knew about this. Just the person who watched us.
The best part about going to college for me. Was on the university network. You could download a song in about 20 seconds.
Yes.
On Kazaa. It was awesome.
Kazaa.
You'd also get a million viruses. Yes, that's what we used because Napster was dead by then.
I remember Kazaa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, you got enough spyware to, like, you know, load up a Radio Shack, but man, you got the songs.
All right. Well, this has been a very enlightening discussion.
I think so. Yeah, it's been very good.
Hmm.
Been very, very enlightening. So, they thought that no one would steal anything with self-checkout, and they have been. And
how's your cable, by the way?
I don't have cable.
Oh, what do you have?
You know.
HBO?
You pay for it.
Oh, yeah. You mean YouTube TV?
Yeah.
But I was given permission.
Yes, what? But not by YouTube
it
TV.
It doesn't
though.
Hurt to ask.
Any rebroadcast without the express written consent
is
strictly prohibited.
Yeah.
I got this. This was the speech I got was, I'll be very sad during football season.
I had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so were Arkansas fans. They were very sad during football season. And they watched the maybe they don't want to watch the games.
Dufresne is texting. Guys, I'm getting into the bootleg DVD business.
Boy, there was a time, man. That was a thriving,
absolutely it was.
Thriving industry. Any movie they weren't allowed to show you could get a copy of it, man. It was easy. Well, I mean, it wasn't easy.
Jim in Fort Smith would like to know, DQ, how much jail time does someone get for a parking ticket on campus?
Good question.
You did say.
Just a couple days.
Just a couple days. All right.
Speeding and parking tickets. Just a few days.
Okay, because that's what you're guilty of.
No.
Well, I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
But?
But I have gotten many parking tickets.
Here's a text out of the 479. DQ's morality is summarized as, it's okay if I do.
That doesn't count. Everyone logs into someone else's subscription. But stealing something from Walmart is way different.
Some people just log in more than others.
But I've been given permission. I don't have permission from Walmart to take from them.
Right. You don't have permission from Netflix to take from them either.
Well, it doesn't matter.
No, but they're both offering a service that people pay for.
It's different.
No, it really isn't. No, it's pretty much the same.
Huh.
Wow. This is the whole Napster debate all over again. Well, I can make music. It doesn't matter. Right.
Somebody's losing money on
it. Lars Ulrich made that music. Mm-hmm. And, they don't make any money off music anyway, off record sales. It's all touring. You know, Taylor Swift's a billionaire, not because of record sales. It was a touring.
Here's a text out of the 331, which is Illinois. Another great segment by DQ. Please let her know how valued she is by the listeners.
I love it because I don't have to worry about hunting for podcast stuff. You know, you put the 2 o'clock hour and
DQ,
we're ready to go.
Where do you come down on looting?
I don't like it. It's stealing.
But they had permission to loot.
Right.
They don't. You don't have permission.
No, the parents.
Yes, they do.
Go.
That does not count.
The, I,
Derek, I give you permission to go loot.
The jury gave them permission to loot.
The store doesn't give you permission to loot them and to break their window and steal from them.
The company has to give you permission.
Subscription is not the same. It is not the same.
I think it's exactly the same.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
I have found a solution to my bracket problems.
What's that?
I found a place that just totally randomly picks them, and I just hit copy and paste, and away we go. No thought, no stress. I don't have to worry about this. I can just do that and be done with it.
Are there any games you're particularly stuck on?
No, I haven't looked at them that heavily.
Okay.
No.
DQ, you're going to try this year.
Yes.
Is there a game you're looking at where you're just like, I don't know?
I haven't looked at it yet.
Good. We're doing well. It's awesome.
I did see on Twitter someone made a bracket of what gym is closest to Wendy's.
Yes, they did an Arby's, which Alabama would win the national title if Arby's was.
They have the closest gym to Arby's.
They do.
Well, that's good. I love the curly
CBS
fries.
CBS Sportsline today put out each coach's favorite band. If you're looking for things to do, we may have found an anomaly. There's a trend, and I don't know if we're going to have to talk about this during the break. If we want to go into the 2 versus 15 upset.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always been a team with some sort of
anatomical reference that
is the 15 that wins.
I'll read this the way it was written.
Okay.
DQ, in every tournament since 2021, a 2 has lost in the first round to a team with a euphemistic name.
Mm-hmm. Even better.
In 2021, Oral Roberts beat Ohio State. In 2022, St. Peter's defeated Kentucky.
Yes.
Last year, Fairleigh Dickinson defeated Purdue. For those that are keeping track.
We have 2 of them this year.
Right. Now, this is a top 2 seed that lost. Houston faces Longwood.
They do.
And you found Tennessee faces St. Peter's.
St. Peter's again. Yeah, so, right.
This is an amazing statistic.
This is an amazing trend
here,
guys.
Well, which one do you pick?
Well, I don't think either of those are going to happen. But if I were going to bet on it, I would bet on those hillbillies from Tennessee getting beat because of regular season Rick.
Right, right.
That's just me.
I'm just here for all the people to proclaim when they are making a selection in the Houston game, for them to proclaim, quote, I've got Longwood. That's what I want them to say. I want to see all of those clips that come up. Should Longwood somehow pull the upset of upsets and win the thing? Where is Longwood? Is that in Texas? Where is that at?
I told you this yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's in Virginia.
Oh, yeah, Farmville, Virginia. Look at that.
I got into Longwood.
There you go.
So there it is.
What are they, the Huskies? What is this?
I don't remember.
Stallions?
That'd be appropriate.
Yeah, that's... Well, I don't know what this mascot is. The logo does not look like anything here. What's going on here? Oh, boy.
They are the... let's see here.
You can't tell by the logo what they are. It's one of these... what do you call it?
I think it's
androgynous of mascots. I can't tell what it is.
It's the Lancers.
The Lancers.
It's a horse.
The Longwood Lancers. There you go.
Hacker with a good one.
Yes. Yes.
Who are they playing?
They're in the tournament, aren't they?
Now, they're not a top. They're not playing. I think they're a
14. They're a 14. Moorhead State plays Illinois.
Right. So that doesn't fit the trend, but an interesting anomaly.
They've won tournament games in the last 10 years or whatever. I think they... did they beat Vanderbilt 1 year? I don't know. It's immaterial, this conversation.
Anyway, just more trends that we're just throwing out, things that we're finding for you guys as you fill out your brackets.
Right. That's right. Very exciting. Yes. I love it.
I've completely screwed myself on this three-peat deal. I have overanalyzed everything.
Well, I love the fact that you have won this twice.
Yeah.
And the company has elected to include you in zero promotion.
That's a Tommy Kraft production.
Well, they hate your guts.
He's just keeping me down.
Let's be honest. Everybody here hates you except us.
I know. And I've won it 2 years in a row. Matt Jones doesn't fill one out. You don't care. And Phil, I mean, he couldn't pick anything. And yet that's who's on the headline, not the two-time back-to-back winner.
Me. Right. Right. That's cool. Well, the company hates you.
Yeah. I'm sensing that.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
DQ's going to give it a shot this year.
Yeah.
Because
I think I can do well.
Oh, okay. All right. Who do you think finishes last?
Me.
That's giving it a shot, a real shot.
I'm trying to fill out the with the randomizer. I'm trying.
No, you're not.
That's effort.
No. I think Ty finishes last.
I just don't want to worry about this all for 4 days.
Who's
long.
Worrying?
Me.
Why?
Because if I try, then I'll want to get it right, and then I'll be stressed out, and I won't enjoy the basketball. I just want to watch the games and not care who wins. I just want good games.
You have a lot of problems. Where do you want to begin? If you're stressing about your picks.
Where do you want me to begin?
For me, I've got stress because I'm trying to three-peat here. And if I do, I'm never doing
this
again.
Who's under more stress, you or Caitlin Clark? Okay, all right.
Caitlin's playing with house money at this point. Literally.
No, she has to win a title. It's the only thing missing from her resume. You've won two of them.
That's true. That's true. I got a trophy and banners. I do. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Although the banners are anatomically incorrect because Cementhead can't read.
Well, the years are wrong. Yeah. I don't know if they're anatomically incorrect.
Yeah, also, DQ, I need to put you on this because Ty likes to cheat at this and get off to a fast start. If he does, I need you to get the log in because if he does not have his bracket in by the time the first game starts,
we're waving it off.
We're waving it off. He's ineligible.
Yeah, I want to check this at 11 a.m. on Thursday.
Also,
we need to have an investigation.
And I don't want, the person that's going to stress the most over this is Christian. Christian, you're playing for second, man. Just get used to it. I'm going to beat you. That's the end of it. Don't stress if you finish second or third or fourth. It doesn't matter. Y'all losers, I'm the winner. Again.
Which one of y'all is going to finish second?
That's
you're
correct.
Larry Bird at
I
the three-point contest.
Y'all are playing for second.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, DQ's over there. She's like analyzing stuff. I got some stats for you. I'll give you everything you want.
No, see, I want to try, but I also still just want to go with my feeling. Mm-hmm. I just have a feeling about these types of things.
Uh-huh.
Because last year, how I looked at it was I knew my feeling, and then I went the opposite of the feeling.
Mm.
And I finished last, so.
Okay. For those that are looking for it, Doug in Mountain Home just texted in. It's under the March Madness tab on hitthatline.com. You can go ahead and register.
Right.
If you registered last year, you just update your account and go back in. And then you can look at all of our picks. Don't look at mine yet. I'm still working through it.
Well, none of the picks are shown until 11 a.m.
You can see mine.
Really?
Yeah, you can see mine. Somebody looked at it today.
Well.
But don't get carried away.
That means that there is a fix in here.
Why?
Because you're the only one they can see. They can't see anybody else's, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
The fix is in.
Yeah. You see. That's terrible. That's absolutely awful. But anyway, Christian, don't stress about it, man. It's okay. You know what?
Going to win.
Do an NIT bracket. You'll be better off.
I did that one. I lost $5.
What?
To our then sales manager. Yeah, I did. I lost so much money. I would say stupid. See, I was Ty once upon a time. And I would say stupid stuff about Arkansas being better than his team. And he's like, we can put another one on the board if you want to. And I'd go in there and have to hand him another $5 because something happened.
Yeah.
I lost like $30 that football season. And then in the brackets, I got my head kicked in again.
Abner says, I can't tell you how much I want DQ, who knows the least about sports, to win this. She won't.
Maybe I will.
You're in my church now, sweetie. You're in my. This is my
what?
House.
Young lady?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're in my church now.
But see, the problem is you're trying the most, meaning you will probably do the worst.
Oh, look at that.
Oh really? Oh.
Well, now I have
really?
A new goal.
Yeah. You.
Just to beat you.
Yeah. Bring it. Bring it.
Yeah. Zach's picks are showing here.
Yeah.
Bring
okay,
it.
Okay. So I'm just gonna. What if I just pick all of yours?
Well, I'm not done.
Then I wait until, you know.
This isn't right. I didn't think the picks were revealed until Thursday. This is.
But again,
this contest is erroneous.
My picks are. I put one in and hit save just so it's in there in case I forget.
But oh, I see. So you can change it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll change it right before.
You can change it till 10:59 a.m. on Thursday. Right?
Jamie Van Buren says, tell DQ to text me. I'll help her beat you. Good luck, Jamie. Whatever. Good luck.
Yeah, right.
Jody from Alpena disputing the DQ knows least about sports.
Big C's not even on the leaderboard.
No. No, he's that far down.
It also says, how does your pick compare to the guys? And then DQ's right. on here. Like, right. is that, DQ, does that bother you?
Does it bother you?
That you're one of the guys? What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I want change.
What do you want it to say? How does your pick compare to the...
To the girlies.
That doesn't work for me.
There's only one girl, though.
How about this? You compare it to the champ, me, and everybody else.
To the people.
Right. To the rest of y'alls.
Yeah. We do need that login.
Yeah, DQ, you need
to get
it.
Yeah, I have...
We've got to get some...
Because we're not letting Ty put his picks in after the tip.
I think I have it.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
We'll go in there and change it from guys to something else. To us. To our experts. There you go. Put that in there. To our, to our talent. Put that on there.
You really think you can give me a run?
Maybe.
Who?
Her.
No.
Maybe.
Really?
I mean, it's all luck anyway, so.
That is also true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
In the tournament, yes, it is. It has at least the first round has nothing to do with skill.
You don't think UConn is going to beat Stetson because they're a better team? You think they're going to luck into that?
Well, so 16 and ones usually end up how you think.
Yeah,
but the 15 and twos?
Well, I mean, if you're playing St. Peter's, yeah, you probably got a problem.
Yeah. Ooh. Top dog.
Yeah. Yeah, you can look at my bracket, too. I have only filled out the first round, though. Mm. And I did pick Stetson to beat UConn.
Yeah, you did. So you're out.
And I think I'm sticking with that, actually. It depends what the randomizer says. Listen, I am, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm going to go to my guru, the computer. It's going to tell me what to do, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, that's just how the world works.
Yeah.
You know,
AI. Let AI do it.
I'm going to let the deity tell me what
DQ,
to do.
Can we get like ChatGPT to pick these games for us?
I don't know.
We should try.
Well, that's kind of what the bracket simulator is.
Yeah,
it's AI
randomized.
Picking the games.
Yeah, but I want the brand name ChatGPT, the first one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I want brand names.
You don't want Shore Value peanut butter. No. You want Jif.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
I don't. I want the name brand, not the off.
I see. Or Great Value, or whatever
right.
it is. Right. Yeah.
Abner says there should be a penalty for who finishes worst. Like DQ has to come to work in cargo shorts.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
That would be so funny.
How many?
But
brackets?
What do you have to come to work in?
We just have to come to work.
Lululemon pants.
Right.
Leggings. Like the yoga
leggings.
Pants.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds very tight.
Yes.
They're so comfortable, though.
I don't think so.
It would change your life a little bit.
It would definitely change something.
We could do that. We could come up with everybody for a penalty for being whoever's last. Because there's really no incentive to try.
Think
the winner
this.
Doesn't get anything, and the loser doesn't
think
get anything.
Think through this,
here.
Because you are angling to finish last.
Well, I mean, what would the punishment be?
Let's shave your head.
No, we're not doing
That's
that.
That's not...
That's not fun.
That's not realistic.
It's fun for us.
No.
Especially
no.
when you go home that night.
You know, one year when Goley and Greeny did the Sheets of Integrity, Greeny had to milk a cow. That's a punishment that's amusing and interesting.
You ever wonder what we were trying to do when we invented cow milking?
Haven't really thought about that.
Think about it for a second.
Hmm. What were we trying to...
Wait for it.
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
Then we could come up with something. Mm. I got to change your oil or something. I don't
Clover know. Valley AI has Tennessee winning it all. Well, they're losing to St. Peter's in the first round if the trend holds.
The trend holds, yeah.
Or it could be Houston losing to Longwood.
The trend is solid.
Is
firm.
Two times is an accident, three times is a trend.
That's right. It has happened here before. That's right. Yes. Oh, boy. Jody says we need a caller's bracket.
Well, that's what the whole hit that line thing is.
definitely
Jody,
eliminated
Jody,
the calling.
Jody, I need you to follow the bouncing ball. I mean, I know you work for a government agency, but just follow the bouncing ball here. Everybody go to hitthatline.com. Get on your March Madness. You can lose to me, and that could be your badge of honor.
Wouldn't it be great if we could hack into hitthatline.com and change all the team names to, like, cereals? Just
yes.
mess the whole thing
yes.
up?
Yes.
Be great, right? Like Captain Crunch versus
Hacker
you know,
wants to do who do you want to quarantine with this year? But we're not quarantining yet. And we got to wait till we get closer to the election, right?
Yes. Okay. And the impending civil war.
Like,
that's
like
right.
August? Okay.
That's right, yes. When you are shot at while driving to work because
I
yeah,
have
right
I have some ideas on the – I did fill it out last year because I didn't know if we were going to do it or not. But I have DQ, I have a more balanced bracket.
Well, there's more men in there?
No.
Oh, okay. All women?
What do you mean?
I don't really mean anything. I was just saying that as a, you know, DQ, I've got a more balanced bracket. I've actually eliminated the presidential candidates and the coaches.
So you added no men.
Correct.
Okay.
Then added, what did you replace them with?
Maxim's Hot 100 list.
So it's 64 women.
Looks that way.
All right. Well, yeah,
looks that way.
Okay.
Ah, here's a great question.
How inclusive?
Oh, yeah, well. Cannon wants to know if a texter wins, can they be on the show? No.
Yeah, let me think about that.
Yeah. No. Nope. Thought about it. No, gave it some thought.
No. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Last place has to do a remote holding a sandwich board that says I finished dead last in March Madness on a street corner. That's Ooh. Amusing. That's amusing.
I
like
think
a town crier with a big
bell.
But
I think they should be individual. Like, DQ should have to go panhandle.
No, that's dangerous. It's dangerous. I could get kidnapped or killed.
We'll do it in Bentonville.
No, because they'll run me out of the city. They'll run me out of the city.
You'll make real money
up
there.
Yeah, really. Really, just tips. I'll go do it.
Okay. Well, what if you finish last?
I won't.
How do you know that?
Because I'm me. Oh. Champ is here.
Typical Notre Dame arrogance
Champ
coming through
is here.
Notre Dame elitist. That's
hey, when correct. Are y'all joining the SEC?
We don't
by
have
the way?
To. We're going to have to eventually. It looks that
no,
way.
No, it's fine.
I think that's going to happen.
You know what?
I think all the ACC schools are going to join the Big Ten. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because right. the Big Ten doesn't have a presence south of, I don't know, Bloomington.
What is the furthest? Well, technically, I think. Southern Cal and UCLA would be the furthest south.
Right, but
that,
in the,
that they have.
In the east of the Mississippi.
It's all one
it's
big happy
Bloomington
conference
is
now.
This, yeah, or what's further south, Bloomington or West Lafayette?
Bloomington.
Okay. Yeah, they need a southern, they need an outpost. How about Charlotte? How about Durham and Chapel Hill, North Carolina?
A southern stronghold.
Just like the SEC needs a northern outpost, like South Bend, Indiana. South is in the name. It's perfect.
It's right there for you.
It's
okay.
Perfect.
Got it.
I've said this for 3 years that the SEC needs to go get Notre Dame.
South Bend, if you were going power rankings on SEC cities, would be one. Like if they join the league, that'd be the best city amongst all.
You said South Bend sucks.
It does. But it does have Notre Dame in it. It's awful. God, it's awful.
Oh, is College Park further south than Bloomington? That's
great question.
Maryland.
Great question. Maryland. Yeah, it probably is. I still don't think of Maryland, a charter member of the ACC, as a member of the Big Ten.
I know. And they have the ACC tournament this past week in D.C., 8 miles from College Park, and Maryland's not in it. They're in the Big Ten tournament over
wild
in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Absolutely wild.
You gotta love America, man. Capitalism, baby.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.